And I think that's made for a very, very cohesive council in many ways, because we've come to appreciate each other's differences as well as the things that we agree on. Councillor Quinton is a firebrand when it comes to things that she holds passionate in her heart. Councillor Barty is a quieter mover, very considered in his responses, but nevertheless gives some very interesting insights into subject matter. And it's unfortunate that Councillor Wilson is not here tonight. I do have a few things to give to our two councillors who are here, so I hope you don't mind.
Can you take a photo?
Do we take a Barbie? We'll do it at the end, eh?
And you've got one of these.
Oh, yay! Thank you.
And Councillor Barty. There we go. We will deliver Councillor Clinton's, Councillor Wilson's. Thank you for your time and your energy. Everyone who works in this job knows how much energy it takes, so thank you for that.
Is it weird to say a few words?
Thank you.
This is completely out of meeting procedures, so thank you for the indulgence. It has been a wonderful experience being on council. It is not easy. It is time consuming. My son was 2.5 when I started this job. He is now 6.5. And 4 years doesn't sound like a very long time, but the amount of work that we have done and the things that we have achieved on this council, I am so, so proud of, particularly the Sandy Beach Playground and all of the playgrounds in our community that we have done, because we know the importance that when children get out in the community, they are healthier, their mental health is better, and that was one of the driving forces for me to get on council, was to make sure that we were providing the services in our community from our very tiniest all the way to our very oldest. And I think we've done a wonderful job. I've learned so much from each of the councillors, and I'm really, really quite upset that Councillor Mayor McLennan's not here tonight, because she is the greatest leader of our community in this council. We are very, very lucky and honoured to have her. Supported by you, Kath, your forensic ability to look at every tiny number and word is astounding, and I will miss the staff. I want to thank the staff, your friendship, your advice, always being at the end of a phone, listening to us rabbit on and rant on about things, and you always do it with such professionalism. So thank you all so much. Please pass it on to all of the staff, and yay, I'm finished!
Not quite. Councillor Barton.
Well, as we know, my favourite type of meeting is a short meeting, so I'll keep this brief, true to form. Only to say that I commenced my professional journey 10 years ago as a staff member for the town of Bassendean. It was the launching pad for what has become a little bit of a career since then. When it came time to pick a place to live, I feel as though my family chose really, really well. That has not changed in any way over the last 2 years. We've certainly had some colourful and challenging conversations on a number of topics, but I've enjoyed everyone from a practical and an academic standpoint. Learn a lot from everybody and been challenged in a number of different ways, in ways that I never considered I would. Would like to single out my contemporary, Councillor McWilliam, who I think comes from a similar sort of line of thinking and professional background. And I think in many ways, as new councillors, we've been able to lean on one another, and I've very much appreciated that. And I'd also like to thank in particular Mr. Adams, because on my first day as a councillor, we took a long tour of the town, And I'm probably exposing my ignorance here, but we took a long tour of the town and we did a tour of the Success Hill Spillway, and he had a long preamble about the Success Hill Spillway and all the problems that were associated, or challenges associated with it. And I ended that that conversation by saying, "What's a spillway?" So I have learned a lot, including what a spillway is. I'm not going to say it here for the public record, just in case I don't do a good job. But as Councillor Quinton said, I just want to echo my thanks and gratitude to all of their staff for listening to my points of view, tolerating my ignorance when it rears its ugly head, and steering our ship and steering our community into the future, which I think is unfailingly bright. So, thank you.
Thank you, councillors. And we've got attendance apologies, so perhaps I should have done this first. Apologies is Mayor McLennan for tonight and Councillor Wilson. Are there any other apologies?
Mr. Adams.
Okay. Decorations of interest. We have a few tonight. CEO has two decorations of impartiality interest, 12.10 and 16.1. And I have a declaration of proximity interest, 8.1. We now come to presentations or deputations. I don't believe there are any. We also now have statements by members of the public on agenda items. Statements, each person is restricted to one statement of up to 2 minutes, unless the council by decision determines that they may speak for more time. It should be noted that comments are recorded and live streamed via YouTube, and that there is no protection from legal action being taken against you should it arise from your comments delivered in this meeting. So would any member of the public like to make a statement? Otherwise we'll move on to question time. So point 7 on the agenda is questions from members of the public. Again, 15 minutes will be allocated for questions from members of the public on matters contained in the agenda. Would anyone like to ask a question on an item on the agenda? No? Okay. So we'll move on to item 8, which is petitions. And this is the item I have an interest in. However, I believe that we are just deferring this item.
So on the basis that there is no quorum.
Okay. So because we have absent councillors tonight, we don't have a quorum for this item. So we're deferring this item until next OCM, which will be with the new council. Item 9 is confirmation of the minutes. So we have 9.1, special council meeting held on the 29th of July. So item 9.1A, that the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 29th of July be received. Do I have a mover? Councillor McWilliam. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Barty. All those in favour? Unanimous. Item 9.1b, that the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 29th of July, as amended, be confirmed as a true record. Councillor McWilliam, Councillor Barty, all those in favour, it's carried unanimously. 9.2a is the ordinary council minutes, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of August be received. Do I have a mover? Councillor McWilliam, seconder, Councillor Barty, all those in favour, that's unanimous. Item 9.2b, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of August 2021 be amended, as amended, be confirmed as a true record. Mover, McWilliam, Councillor Barty, all those in favour, that's carried unanimously. Item 11.1 is the council notes the attached documents from external committee meetings held within the reporting period. Do we have a mover for that item? Councillor McWilliam, seconded Councillor Quinton. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Which brings us to items en bloc. Councillors, do you have any items you wish to pull out of en bloc? I have 12.7 coming out. Any other items that councillors would like to pull out? No? Okay, so we'll move the rest of the items on block. Do I have a mover? Councillor McWilliam, seconder. Councillor Barty, all those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Okay, so we go to item 12.3. Which is the license agreement, Telethon Community Cinemas. Would the officer like to talk to this one? It's a very simple amendment. Councillors, any councillors with questions on this one? Okay, do we have a mover for the officer's recommendation then? Councillor Quinton, a seconder. Councillor McWilliam, anyone opposed? I declare that carried unanimously. Item 12.8, which is the draft differential rates refund policy. Okay. Oh, 12.7. Sorry. We'll apologise. We'll go back to 12.7, which I pulled out of en bloc, which is the Councillor Information and Communication Technology Policy. Would the officer like to speak to this item at all?
Through the Deputy Mayor, I don't have anything particular to say. I'm following the briefing session last week.
Okay. Councillors, are there any questions on this item? If not, I've got a couple of questions. In respect to page 34 of the agenda, the dot points, there's four dot points halfway down the page, and also I believe that that is clause 2.4 in the policy. And the remarks there are that councillors to bring their own devices at the councillor's expense with the device enrolled into the town's security platform. My question relates to the fact that clearly in the report, bring your own devices can be maintained in respect to cybersecurity. That's what the report seems to say. So would it not be possible for councillors who bring their own devices to at least have a credit to purchase those devices that's equivalent to what the town bought devices would be?
Thank you, three deputy mayors. That's certainly open to council. The intent of the policy is to encourage bring your own devices and to encourage use of the town provided devices for reasons mentioned in the report, which include efficiencies for the town and regarding providing support for devices on a single platform. But the council decided to provide a credit up to the amount that the town otherwise would provide incurred in purchasing the device, and it's open for the council to do so.
Okay. So I'm just curious as well, on page 35 of the agenda, under financial considerations, there's a figure quoted there that the cost of providing a laptop device and large screen monitor to all councillors and Office 365 with upgraded cybersecurity protection is approximately $8,000. I'm not an expert, but that did seem rather high. I'm just wondering, you know, what the cost breakdown is on that.
Certainly, I think through the Deputy Mayor, we've provided cost breakdowns on that in previous papers, but that's per annum for seven councillors.
Oh, okay.
So that reflects the replacement of seven devices every 4 years and the annual license fees.
That's much more reasonable. Thank you very much. Sorry, I must have been reading that incorrectly. I thought it was per device.
Oh.
So thank you very much for clarifying that. I'm just foreshadowing councillors that I would like to move an amendment to the policy. In the clause 2.4 of the policy, which currently states, at their own expense, elected members may bring their own device subject to it complying with the town's cybersecurity controls, including the requirement that the operating system of the device is appropriately updated and patched. The device does not have any detected malware code installed and is enrolled into the town's security platform. I would like to move an amendment that an elected member may bring their own device with a credit provided by the town up to the value of standard devices provided to other members. Would that be acceptable to you, or do you think a better wording on that?
I'll throw you back to me. I'm sure that we can come up with a wording to provide the intent of council in relation to the policy that sounds reasonable.
Okay. Just to clarify, my reason for potentially moving that amendment is, for instance, I have used my own device for 4 years. I'm comfortable using my own device. I'm more efficient using my own device. That I have done that out of my own pocket for 4 years, and I know that other councillors have also used their own devices. I believe that so long as it's a new device, that you don't have terribly many problems for the first few years, so the maintenance costs would be minimal. And I think it's only fair that those councillors who are using their own devices at least get some small amount of money contribution towards that device, the purchasing of that new device, which will be patched into the town system and can only be used for town business in any case. So that's my reasoning for that proposed amendment. So what I'd like to know from councillors now, if anyone else has any other questions, do I have someone who is willing to move either the officer's recommendation or my amendment?
No, sorry, I have questions on your amendment.
Sorry.
Well, this seems a bit of a surprise because we've had a workshop on this, and I would be a little bit... I won't get into debate. How much would this credit be?
The laptops that we're looking to procure at the moment are somewhere in the vicinity of around $1,500-$1,600 per item. So that would be the cost of a laptop that we would be rolling out to staff and councillors.
And that laptop gets all the same kinds of insurance, tax benefits, that kind of stuff that a councillor could claim for, or would you own it?
The town own the laptop, so the town pays for it, and the town owns it. The town pays GST on its purchase and can claim input tax credit. So there's no tax consequences.
Hang on, I think we're speaking cross purposes. I think the Councillor Hamilton wants a credit. If I bought my laptop, you are requesting that the town give me a credit for the laptop that I've bought with my own money. Is that what you're suggesting?
Over a four-year term, once only.
Over a four-year term. So should my laptop break within the first year, who's replacing that laptop?
It would have to be yourself, wouldn't it? Because the town wouldn't enter into that.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, that would be the proposal, would be that the council would need to replace and bring your own device. And also the council would be responsible for any repairs to that device that might be caused through non-council-related businesses. and so on, and other software that's installed.
And you're proposing that the credit would only be for one four-year term. Should the councillor be here for 2 years or resign within 3 months, what happens then?
There's a... That's an interesting one.
Okay, well, you've answered my question that there's lots of questions to be answered.
So, through you, Deputy Mayor, can I just add that under the current draft policy, there is an option for a councillor to purchase the device at the end of a four-year term for...
it's a minimal amount.
A small amount of money, $250.
So, just a question on that. What would happen to the town-owned device if a councillor resigned, say, in a shorter period of time? It seems to me that they would have the option to return the device or to pay a higher value because the depreciation isn't so much. Would that be correct?
Proposed policy would be to return the device to the town as the town wanted to repurpose the device that was built that new for reuse by somebody else.
So, for instance, if a councillor is asking, being paid a credit, and does not do the full 4 years, could there be a facility there? Mind you, devices actually depreciate quite quickly, don't they?
Yes, they do. We're proposing to recycle them on a four-year basis.
Would it be better then just to actually have a smaller amount to be contributed to bring your own devices of, say, $1,000? Would that be acceptable to the administration? I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
Sorry, Deputy Mayor, I guess it's not the town, it's not the administration's proposal to... provide a credit to councillors for bring your own device, so it's a matter for council to decide.
Okay. So, back to more questions, or okay. So we have an officer's recommendation, and we have an amendment. Do we have a mover for either?
I'm happy to move the officer's recommendation.
I'll second the officer's recommendation.
Okay. Do we have anyone against?
No.
No. I'm against, but I'm not going to debate it.
Okay.
So we'll call that carried. Okay. And we go to 12.8, which is the draft differential rate refund policy. So would you like to speak to this...
Okay.
And we have a question from Councillor Quinton.
Just the timing on the policy. So we are allowing, obviously you're going to bring this back for review at some stage because the time limit is June 2022. There'll be a regular cycle of review for this policy.
Just through you, Deputy Mayor, I think we're a little bit time limited because of the way differential rates apply. So council will need to consider the imposition of differential rates on an annual basis. So because of that, we thought at the moment differential rates apply for the current financial year. So the policy can apply, can be similarly aligned. However, if council resolves to introduce differential or impose differential rates again next financial year, then the policy can be amended to extend the date out by 12 months to continue to align with this differential rating regime.
Got it.
Any more questions, councillors? Okay. So do we have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Quinton, seconded Councillor McWilliam. Anyone against? I declare that carried. Which we move down to notice of motion.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. This notice of motion is in relation to the review of procedures of the ordinary council meeting. The notice of motion suggests that council requests the CEO reviews the procedures of the OCMs to include a declaration as a due consideration. I request that said declaration conveys the intent that any elected member who is not familiar with the substance of any report or other information provided for consideration at an OCM must declare that fact before the meeting considers the matter. So, broadly, officers are supportive of the intent of the notice of motion, but raise the timing of the notice of motion, noting we are in caretaker period and the notice of motion is effectively binding the incoming council with a requirement potentially decided by the current council.
Do councillors have any questions on this one? Councillor Barty.
Is it open for the motion to be deferred until after the election?
Certainly.
Would you like to move a deferment motion?
I would love to move a deferment motion, thank you.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be here.
My only concern is the notice of motion is initiated by Councillor Hamilton, and in the event that Councillor Hamilton is not here, it doesn't actually have
a way.
Are you moving it?
Sorry?
Are you moving it?
I take the point of the CEO that it binds a new council. I don't particularly think it's a onerous motion. I would ask the officers a question, though. Other forums, for instance, the JDAP, they have a similar declaration. Is that correct?
Through Deputy Mayor, yes, in terms of the Joint Development Assessment Panel, sitting members are required to make a declaration that they've read and understood the content of the report, yes.
May I ask the CEO a question on this one? In respect to this being moved during a caretaker period, your opinion is that this is inappropriate, is that correct?
My comments relate to the fact that it would be this council deciding on a notice of motion that would bind the new council. So this is your last meeting, and the question is around the appropriateness.
I think I would like to withdraw the motion given that advice. Okay. Number 14 is any announcements of notice of motion for the next meeting. Do we have any notices of motion?
Just kidding.
I thought the same thing as well. So. 15, urgent business. There is no urgent business. So that brings us to confidential business. Can I have a mover to go behind closed doors? Councillor Barty, seconded Councillor McWilliam. Anyone opposed? So that is carried. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending tonight. Do have a lovely